This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Just joining us, a couple of news notes for the Falcons. One, my concern, out of abundance of caution, as Raheem Moore said today, Jalen Walker did not practice. He ended up hurting himself, apparently. They used the word tweaked, his groin, last week in that joint practice with the Titans. We hope to get him back this week. Hope. So, as we've been talking about this, and Mike, you mentioned this, Day-Day has posted, I guess, our conversation earlier in the show when I asked the question and said that I'm really worried about this. Like, I wasn't a few weeks back because I was like, oh, camp's just starting, no big deal. This has lingered through camp. Now, we have seen him in practice. We saw him participate in the joint practices. Right. But, Mike, this is not going away. And, you know, again, a guy said it's a hamstring. Hamstring, growing, it's, oh, guys, it's all one thing's connected to the next. So I'm more concerned about this. And then I said to you, we wanted a dog. Everybody wanted to draft a dog. Did we get the right dog?
Yeah. And as by the way, Day-Day, as we said, you know, clickbait is getting people turning against this on social media because he puts a very bombastic headline out there at Dukes and Bell 929 basically saying, yeah, Dukes and Bell, crapping on our boy from Georgia. No, that's not what we're doing. The question he was asking, though, and it's one that we've talked about, is, you know, what is he? We know what we think he is from Georgia. He is a little bit, you know, undersized to be on the line, but, you know, undersized by what? What's the line of demarcation? Because he's an inch and a half shorter, right, than what you see in the Cowboys with Micah Parsons. He's that same kind of guy. He suits. You could put him anywhere on the field. And unfortunately, we're just being real with you. We're not saying he can't do that. We just haven't seen him do it at practice.
That's right.
On a regular basis because of the injuries. So whether, you know, again, guys, whether you're a player and he's battling in a position which was very thin a year ago, which now has a lot of depth. So that's why we're just more frustrated than anything else. He's frustrated. Jalen's, you know, chomping at the bit to get out there and show that he belongs. And he does, I think. But I can't tell you definitively. I can't be chirping about him the way we chirp about James Pierce Jr. because we haven't seen it.
No. And, you know, the other side of this is, obviously, I would love right now at this point in camp when we are about to wind up the preseason and talk about week one, which is the most important week to start, that we have seen so much from Jalen Walker. I don't have any concerns.
Right.
I can't do it. And therefore, it is a concern. So that's where I'm at. Whether you like it or not, sorry. If you think it's unfair, sorry.
We're not crapping on the guy. We're just telling, look, it's sorry. You know, let me rephrase it. Maybe Day-Day can edit that headline.
No, don't edit it. Keep it.
Dukes and Bell.
I don't know if he's the right guy.
It sucks for Jalen Walker that he can't show us what he's got yet. Yes, I don't. Do you believe he's going to have a groin injury that's going to last the entire season? No. But it just seems like it sucks because just when we think we're ready to see him go out there and kick some butt, he gets jammed up with another injury, which keeps him out of practice, keeps him off the field. But we will have another 2 weeks. Again, Carl, this is basically not a nothing period, but there'll be a chance to, you know, kind of heal it up after this last preseason.
So here's the other side of this, too. And then I want to see what's on Day-Day's mind. Here's the other side of this, Mike. He doesn't have to practice. Fine. You got to stay in shape. How do you stay in shape? You got to run. Well, what does running entail? You're hammy and you're growing. Oh, he's got to lift weights. What does running and lifting weights entail? Like you can talk about this all you want. At the end of the day, he still has to physically do activities that will affect that. That is my concern, guys. You think he's going to sit around and eat bonbons all week?
No.
Popcorn?
He's elite. He's coming out.
M&M's?
No, he's a dog. This isn't some big fat turd that everybody's worried is going to be a bust in the draft.
Exactly. Right. Exactly.
We're just telling it like it is. We can't tell you anything about Jalen Walker because we haven't seen Jalen Walker because it just as he was starting to like pop and we were mentioning it on Tuesdays and Wednesdays practice and he's off the field again.
He's off the field. That's it.
But again, as I said to you last hour, we got this, yeah, you guys. Because you got dog fans, you got guys that always get upset when they feel anything about an athlete becomes a criticism. It's not a criticism. We're just telling you it's terrible time. How about this? The timing sucks for Jalen Walker. Can we all agree with that?
There you go. There you go. That's exactly right. And right now, we got longer than this, but it's 12 days until Texas, Ohio State, right? Is that right? Come on. We got a little bit longer than that. We'll see. Day-Day, what's going on, man? Great job, by the way, on the call this weekend for the high school football games. And thanks to everybody. Look, the Corky Kale, a monster success as it is every single year. I think they do a terrific job of putting those matchups together. It's a great way to start the season for all these high schools. Doesn't matter what level you are, but great job with you and
thank
Chris
you,
go
thank
forth,
you.
Man.
Appreciate that, man. Yeah, had a great time down there at Mercedes-Benz Stadium on Saturday, as well as Thursday with Eric Slaughter on at West Forsyth for that call as well. So real quick, guys, before I get into a couple of things, I do have to say I should have did this Friday, and now that I think about it, I don't think I talked on Friday.
It's a short show.
Short show, right. But happy birthday to two of my sons.
Oh.
My oldest son, Carson, turned 15 yesterday, and then our second from the youngest, Cade, he turned 9 on Friday. So just want to throw a happy birthday shout out
man.
To the both
He's
of them.
He's got a beautiful family.
Thank you.
Did your wife yell at you for not mentioning the kid's birthday?
No, she did not.
Are you being straight?
What'd you get the boys is my question.
Man, you know, they're at that phase where, man, all they want is either something for video game.
Yeah.
Because, you know, now everything's digital with the
right.
video games.
Just
so you
download
just gotta,
it.
Yeah, so just give them the money to
they get
their
mad
games.
Yet? They get mad yet?
Oh, yeah, the oldest, he's been on it.
All
you
right,
know? That's
him,
all I hear every night is him and his friends screaming.
So who's the squad? Who's he playing with?
He likes the Falcons, but he'll play with anybody. But, you know, he's a Georgia kid, so he loves Falcons.
I just got some cheat codes.
Oh,
on the Madden game.
Oh, really? Tell me more.
Huh? You need them? You need them all?
Where's the morality here, buddy?
What?
We're cheating at Madden right now? What's
no,
going on?
No, just an enhanced experience. That's all I'm looking for. tell him I got some codes for him if
you
want
got
some.
You.
Is
I
that
got
what you
it.
Taught your daughter?
So
the shortcuts?
Carl.
The shortcuts in life?
Shortcuts in Madden, Carl Dukes?
No, look. Okay, full disclosure now. You guys are going to let me tell you this. So at Falcons camp, we ran into a guy that actually works for EA Sports. He is in charge, Day-Day, were you with us?
Yes.
You were with us that day. Of when they released Madden, you know, the players playing it, the Madden ratings and all this stuff. So he was at practice. He's a big fan of the show. And he literally came up and he said, dude, you play? I said, of course, I'm a gamer. And he was like, I'm going to hit you up. And lo and behold, and I'm looking at this right now, this was from like last week before I got my game. And he said, hey, here are a couple of codes for you. So honestly, a guy that's involved with the development of the game, I got these codes. That's what happened.
Wow.
Carl getting development codes to help him beat Madden right now.
Next level cheater.
Look, have y'all ever played the highest level of Madden?
Of course.
It's extremely hard.
Don't let me get a matchup online against Put 'em Up, see Dukes.
It's
I'm pulling
hard.
That cord out quick as possible.
No,
I mean, should I get myself the PS5 now?
You're so silly. Hey, enhance your experience. Day-Day, I got your son. Happy birthday, man. That's
all
awesome.
I appreciate it. All right, so we've been talking about Any Given Saturday. On Netflix, the SEC show documentary and whatnot, which I've had a great time watching it. So watching it over the weekend, started to look ahead to the season and wanted to get you guys' thoughts on which SEC coach is under the most pressure this season and could be out by season's end, if not sooner. Now, I'll just tell you full disclosure, after watching, I'm through 4 episodes, Sam Pittman and Hugh Freeze, I think, are pretty much neck and neck.
Sam Pittman looked like a lost puppy.
Yeah,
he
does.
Didn't he?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the thing is, there's two guys. You got Hugh Freeze and Auburn. Is this recruiting class for 26 that good?
Allegedly.
I mean, everybody's talking. The same goes for Norvell. Florida State would be lucky to win six games this year. They can't no money to buy him out. I don't know what Auburn's coffers are to buy out Freeze.
You want more length and girth.
Length and girth. But, yeah, I mean, I guess that's a saving grace. I thought Napier bought himself some time. Lagway's got to stay healthy.
Yeah.
You know, there's more expectations for Beamer, but Beamer's got he's got so much charisma, he's fine. So, I mean, I guess it would be Freeze and Pittman, wouldn't it?
Yeah, yeah. What do you think?
Right, because Napier bought himself another year.
Yeah, Lagway saved him.
Look, what about you? And probably most Vols fans feel that hype like, hell yeah, coach, tell Nico to pound sand and the horse he rode in
that,
on.
That may save him.
Yeah.
I mean, right. They could have an average season. I don't think they're, you know, they're not a 4-win team, but they could have an average season, right? And people aren't going to, Vols fans are Vols fans, but they're not going to run him out of town because Mike's right. I think that went a long way with the fan base with that decision. Yeah, man, I would agree with you. I'm just thinking, look, Mississippi State guy just hit me up. They don't count. Okay, right now, they're the worst team in the SEC. That doesn't count. We're talking about teams with expectations. Right.
Expectations, exactly.
Right.
All right, moving on. Let's stay there, right? Let's stay in the SEC. Can Clark Lee turn Vandy around?
You like him, don't you?
Keep in mind, I do. I really do. Keep in mind, while they finished near the bottom of the conference last year, they finished ahead of Oklahoma, a team with expectations, ahead of Auburn, team with expectations, mm-hmm. and had the upset win over Alabama.
The quarterback has got confidence up the yin-yang.
Does he?
Pavia's, and he'll take it on all comers, still talking some ish. You know, you one of the people. Well, again, they go to Bryant Denny on October 4th, Carl. And that'll be, I think, a lot of Alabama fans will be circling that date. They got an early game against Va Tech, so that will be interesting to see how they pull that one off. It is Charleston Southern and then Va Tech. Second week, South Carolina, their first SEC game, the third week of the season.
Wow.
In South Carolina.
Yeah, look, I'll say this. Mm-hmm. They will compete. They're going to not get embarrassed. There was a time where Vandy would get embarrassed and you just knew.
Right.
They're going to compete. But they're not going to sneak up on anybody now.
Right.
Pavia, to Mike's point, all the confidence in the world. Did you say remind you of Johnny Manziel? Was that you?
Pavia.
Yeah.
I see that.
Right?
Yeah, I see that.
I mean, you could say that about Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
If you don't like him, if you don't want to go down that road of Johnny football compared to Baker.
No. Yeah. Right. Off the field is a mess. But like his confidence on the field, the way Johnny handled himself. Long story short is that's the thing about Vandy. I think they're not going to get embarrassed. But to Mike's point about the schedule, that's a tough road, man. But I already think he's changed the thinking about that.
And that's key.
That's what I don't look, if you're picking Vandy to win the SEC, you're crazy.
Right.
But you've already changed the thinking about Vandy. It used to be, who's on the schedule, coach? Vandy. And literally laughed and you thought this was the easiest win of the season. Think that again, because they're going to show up. And that's the only thing I can say. That's the one thing he has instilled in that team.
Right.
Yeah.
And most consistent they've looked at since Franklin was there.
Yeah, and you see it with Pavia's mindset, because he even mentions, if for those who haven't had, you know, I don't want to, you know, spoil the documentary if you're going to watch it, but he even said that, you know, there are players that kind of had the mindset of, oh, you know, they look at the schedule themselves and say, oh, we're not going to win that game. And he's like, the blank is wrong with y'all. What do you mean we're not going to win that game? Like, so that mindset change, very, very key. Speaking of mindset change, I need you guys to change your mindsets for me. Now, I know you're not saying it's going to happen, but guys, I do not want Kirk Cousins going anywhere. I've watched these two preseason games. I'm not crapping on Easton Stick.
You're crapping on Easton Stick.
I'm not crapping on Easton Stick. I think he can be serviceable as that in case of emergency break glass.
So are you cool with him on the practice squad, the chance somebody can take a guy who started games last year for the Chargers?
I am.
For nothing.
I am. Because here's the deal, guys. I really – if the Falcons live up anywhere near to the hype that is around this offense, and then they find themselves, say, through 10 games, sitting at 5-4, still in the mix for postseason play, God forbid, we mentioned it last week, Penix Jr. has to go down for a week or two, whatever the case may be, I want a Kirk Cousins in there to keep the train on the track. So I honestly think that the Falcons shouldn't even enter. I mean, it has to be a crazy offer, in my opinion, for them to say, let's move on from Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, I mean, Easton Stick. Now, here's the caveat, though. He's playing behind a terrible second offensive line unit. That's a bad unit. I mean, they're not good. And you and I mean, like, if you listen to the show all week, you know, we're saying things. We said it on Friday's show, what to watch for. You know, wide receiver battle, you know, depth at linebacker, right, Carl? And then Can anybody on this O-line block anybody? First half, the answer was a resounding a no.
Right.
So you put Cousins back there, he's a greasy spot. You don't have to worry about that. You put Easton Stick with the first team, can he produce? That's the question. That would be the debate, because if you'd carry three quarterbacks, that's an extra roster spot, lost for special teams or whatever depth. And if you put him on a practice squad, Carl, somebody could grab him, and then you're screwed. Then you got to go find another retread if Kirk Cousins gets traded.
That's right. Yeah.
So that's the rub, you know? I'm with you. I mean, I like him. He looked good against the Lions. He didn't look as good, but I thought that's a byproduct of how bad the O-line played.
Yeah. Yeah. I just it just kind of, I don't know, man. It's a little unsettling for me, I'll say, to just think that if whatever reason they moved on from Kirk Cousins, that's kind of our situation. So, Carl, what do you think?
I'm with Mike, and I'm with you. Mm-hmm. I think, look, nobody wowed you in this competition for the third right string quarterback. And now the way things have played out, I think they're telling us what they believe, which is they feel the same way you do. And I don't know what the plan is. Mike brought that question up earlier about where you – I don't know what the plan is if they do or were to trade Cousins, but you got to feel like they
– This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
They'd have a direction in which they want to go.
I guess the good news is he looks so, if you think he looked really so bad that no one would claim him off waivers. But a guy who's got, he played in five games last year in lieu of Justin Herbert's injury.
Yep.
Three touchdowns, one on the ground, and one pick. I don't know. I mean, I'm with you. Cousins would be the perfect insurance policy, but it seems like if you could, you know, get Cousins off the roster, if a team's over a barrel and we could leverage that for a decent pick, I'd make that move.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.